You are tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We are online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. The sun's not yet high enough to be considered hot on this damp morning in Vero Beach, the perfect opportunity to spend some time in the dirt. Volunteers stand under white tents and sift 5-gallon buckets of dirt from a nearby mound, affectionately called Mount Vero. The dirt filters through a window screen-sized sieve. It's part of the excavation of a site where the bones of the old Vero man were found in 1915, near what's now the airport.
Good?
It's good for it. Let's take a look.
Once the dirt is gone, volunteers use various sized brushes, magnifiers, and their good sense to take stock of those items left behind.
Now, that you don't know if that's a bone or a twig. You don't want to break it, but it feels soft. Therefore, I think it's probably just a twig.
Near this very spot in 1915, someone did find a bone. They weren't really looking. They were dredging a canal. The bones were human and dubbed Vero Man, although further examination shows it was more likely a woman. The discovery ignited controversy. Andy Hemmings is the lead archaeologist on the current dig.
In the 19-teens, when Elias Sellard, the then Florida State geologist, first excavated the site, because human bones were found in two different stratigraphic layers, seemingly in good association with extinct animals from the Pleistocene.
There was yet no carbon dating or DNA testing to pinpoint the age of the bones. An anthropologist of the time maintained the reason the bones of animals from an earlier era were found with human bones could be explained by the fact that humans bury their dead, therefore mixing the two. Unfortunately, the bones of Vero Man were listed as lost in 1945 while being moved from the Florida Geological Survey in Tallahassee to the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. So those bones can't be tested. But Hemmings says artifacts found now can.
We suspect that Sellards was probably right. Demonstrating that he is right is another business entirely. But what we think is that the assertions he made about the association of mammoth, mastodon, direwolf, the verotaper, and a host of other extinct Pleistocene animals were in fact directly associated with some of the human remains.
Items which come from the Vero Man site still need to be studied. A local rock collector conferred with Hemmings on an arrowhead found there.
But I've seen a million pieces of stone from here.
That was our thought first.
Yeah, that one I don't like. First of all, it's black and nothing.
It's a metavolcanic.
I've got hundreds of stones from here. I don't have one black point in my entire collection from Vero Beach.
None of those on site were willing to say the rock was placed there to intentionally confuse findings, but it wouldn't be the first time something like that has happened. The Vero Man dig has been underway for weeks and will wrap up the middle of next month. James Adovasio is executive director of the Mercyhurst Archaeological Institute, which is co-sponsoring the dig, the price of which, he says, is approaching $500,000. Uniquely, in this case, much of that funding has been raised by the local community.
I think right now this is the largest and most extensive scale of operation of its kind in all of North America at the moment.
Local volunteers help staff the site, which is open to visitors each day at 1 o'clock, except Sunday and Wednesday. If you'd like, you could become a volunteer and sift through the dirt the dig has displaced. It rests in the still sizable Mount Vero. We'll have a link to the Vero Man site on our website, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.